Here's the quote. Clericalism, whether fostered by priests themselves or by laypersons, leads to an excision in the ecclesial body that supports and helps to perpetuate many of the evils that we are condemning today. To say no to abuse is to say an emphatic no to all forms of clericalism. This is, now I just have to say, again, I'm going to try to be as respectful as I can. That is preposterous. I do not have to be a cleric to abuse a child or to be a homosexual and to wish to or to court sodomy-induced or drenched activities with mature adult males. Some of them may be teenage, mature adult males. It does not require clericalism. Holy Father then called clericalism, quote, a peculiar way of understanding the church's authority that is common in many communities where sexual abuse and the abuse of power and conscience have occurred, and that not only nullifies the character of Christians, but also tends to diminish and undervalue the baptismal grace that the Holy Spirit has placed in the hearts of our people. Close quote. Now, I suppose if you want to say that some from the Pennsylvania report, for example, one of the priests told the boys that he needed to engage in the sex activity that he was propositioning him for because, what did he say? God wants you to, or don't worry about it. I represent God in this instance. So were there priests that abused their position as priest, translated as clerics, to coerce some? Yes. Part of the record. By the way, this has absolutely nothing to say about what's going on in the seminaries. And the reason why, now, we're being told, well, if you did a purge and you got rid of all the practicing homosexuals in the Catholic Church and in the Catholic hierarchy, you'd have a priest shortage. Right there is an admission of how big the problem is. If this is your excuse as to why not to do it, well, then what's your explanation? How did so many sexual deviants take religious orders? This is a sacrament. This is not something you do happenstance. How is that possible? Unless there was a culture that it was, hey, man, you know, you can go be a priest. I can still be, you know, gay and all that. And no, they got guys high above us that'll cover for us. I mean, come on, folks, stop denying this stuff. This logic says this has to be one of the reasons why this problem is so widespread. And by the by, and I'm just going to say this again from yesterday. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I am in that group that helped form the hashtag Catholic Me Too. And I know an awful lot about this counter-protest, the Bishops Knew. It's going to take place in November in Baltimore. I'm not up on all the activities. I haven't helped plan the activities. I will probably attend in some form, more than likely to lead a Crusader March, Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary, public act of prayer. but I know about it. And as a result of that, I'm on an email list. I got like 31 emails yesterday. Some of them were chains. So there were 11 or 12 new complaints that came in through that campaign, thebishopsknew.com, and hashtag CatholicMeToo. I'm seeing complaints, ladies and gentlemen, that are occurring today or that occurred since 2002. You know, this, we dealt with that. That was Uncle Teddy. Better church, please. This was dealt with in 2002. It's over. No, it's not.